The UN says climate shocks, conflict, widespread poverty and disease outbreaks continue to drive humanitarian needs in the Horn of Africa country. The appeal comes as Somalia struggles to deal with long dry spells followed by heavy rains and deadly flash floods. Suganya Kimbro is the Program Development and Quality Assurance Director for World Vision Somalia.
In terms of the overall humanitarian situation in Somalia for 2024, World Vision sees humanitarian needs remaining high in 2024 due to recurrent shocks induced by climate change and underlying factors such as conflict and insecurity. The number of people needing humanitarian assistance in 2024 has decreased to 6.9 million from 8.2 million people in 2023, according to the latest draft of the 2024 Humanitarian Needs and Response Plan.
Kimbro says funding for UN Somali Humanitarian Fund currently stands at only $56.6 million, leaving a significant gap between resources available and the need. She adds that most of the funding goes to life-saving interventions because Somalia remains fragile. However, Kimbro says humanitarian organizations, including World Vision, are gradually charting long-term sustainable solutions.
Over the last few years, World Vision Somalia has seen a gradual shift in funding, focusing more on longer-term resilience linked to the humanitarian development peace nexus and away from short-term humanitarian responses. Continued investments in disaster risk management, system strengthening, social cohesion, and livelihood adaptation, and including mechanisms such as crisis modifiers, are all key to foster resilience and build the capacity of communities to cope with recurrent shocks.
Close to 3 million Somalis are living in internally displaced persons camps and largely depend on support from the government and aid agencies. Marian Ahmed is a mother of seven, based in a camp on the outskirts of Mogadishu. She says, "I have been living with seven children in this camp for the last 5 years. We just get a little food and medical support," she says. "But I really want to live here one day and start a new life. Right now," she adds, "I don't have the means." Analysts say whereas the annual call for international support has been critical in starving off humanitarian suffering, it hardly resolves Somalia's food security problems. Mohamed Ali is a food security expert and researcher in Mogadishu. He says the appeal of the Somali government and aid agencies is critical for millions of Somalis who are starving, but he adds, "We are dealing with cyclical problems and we are yet to find a lasting solution that will enable populations to develop the capacity to respond to shocks and sustainably generate their food." Studies indicate that Somalia contributes only a teeny percentage of the greenhouse gases responsible for global warming, but suffers more than the most countries from adverse climate change conditions. According to the humanitarian agency OCHA, the 2023 appeal was only 43% funded, raising concerns about similar scenario this year. Ahmed Mohamed for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.